JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, let's see what's happening in Katie Couric's world.
Katie Couric's notebook.
Barbie, Polly Pocket, Doggy Day, Karen, Batman. They sound harmless enough, but yesterday Mattel announced it was recalling close to 19 million toys. Lead was discovered in paint on toys based on characters from the stupid movie Cars, and a design flaw was discovered in other products. They contain snot, making them hazardous to retarded children. Ugh. These toys are made in glamorous China where contractors manufacture them. And recalls of Chinese products have made a lot of headlines this year. But it's too easy to blame China for products. Mattel has its name stamped clearly on these items. Some of the toys were produced 5 years ago. So why is Mattel only now aggressively inspecting? And doesn't a toy company know that these are things we give to those we cherish the most, our children? Shouldn't Mattel be minding its own store a little better? And if it can't, somebody needs to. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Bravo, Joe.
Oh, outspoken.
I mean, Katie.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, man. This is Mike.
Sounds like it's Tom Gavin.
Oh, it's not me. It's the Chicken Little Man.
Wow. It's not me.
It's a new character. It's
yeah.
It's the debut of a new character.
Yeah. Well, when I met you at the station, you were standing with a bootleg in your hand.
The Chicken Man.
Yeah.
Chicken Little Man.
The Chicken Man.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, and... Back to the show. Momentarily distracted by Tom. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, Don, 3 days after Frida's accident, my brother was in a helicopter accident and was put into a coma for a few months. And the guys carrying on without you really helped me along. And then when you came back, it really helped me for a while once you can get through it all. Just wanted to say thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you, my friend. Nice of you to say that.
Appreciate it. Thank you very hard. Before I open up the next can of worms, why are you wearing your old man sunglasses?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bridal suite. I don't know. I'll take them off.
With the Jack Kent Cook estate selling some of his items.
I did. Buzz, you'll notice I have my wraparound sunglasses.
I don't know. I just put them on. I don't know. Sometimes I just put them on for the heck of it. I don't know. Maybe it's just that I crave attention.
Oh, really?
Yes, there he is. JKC right there. Ral John. Fabulous place.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
What I was saying, Mr. Cook, is that I'm enjoying wearing sunglasses similar
to... Can't hear a word you say.
I'm enjoying wearing sunglasses similar...
I'm not here.
Sir, I'm trying to tell you that I'm wearing your sunglasses.
Next question.
I didn't have any questions. I was just commenting on your glasses.
What is it?
I said what I'm doing is I'm wearing your sunglasses, Mr. Cook.
I beg pardon?
Forget it. It's impossible to talk to you when you can't
what
hear.
What was the question?
There was not a question.
I can't hear you.
If you can't hear me, then why don't we just terminate this?
I beg your pardon?
I'm trying to explain, Mr. Cook, that I'm wearing...
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
I know you have. I know, and you say that every time.
I can't hear a word you say.
I know, but I'm trying to have a discussion with you about your glasses.
I'm not here.
I know you're not here. You're really not. You left hours ago as far
Next
as...
Next question.
Yeah, well, there's no one in here to ask another question, Mr. Cook.
Hello?
Mr. Cook?
It's the only thing that I saw.
What is the only thing that you saw, sir? Mr. Cook, you're not making any sense, and I don't want to...
A burning, intensive desire...
For what? You're speaking...
Urination.
You're speaking in sentence fragments, Mr. Cook. I don't understand. I fear...
This burning, unquenchable desire...
Why are you talking like... I fear the worst, Mr. Cook. I feel like you might have Alzheimer's.
Quiet.
Oh, he reacted to that. Why do you want me to be quiet now?
That's all that counts, for God's sakes.
What is all that counts? You're not making sense, for God's sakes, man.
Flabbergast.
Flabbergast. It's flabbergasted.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever. You want to be that. Well, now you're coming back to Earth, are you?
What is it?
I said, now you're copping a tude with me, and all we were doing...
Pardon?
I said, you're copying an attitude. All I wanted to talk about was
the question?
There was not a question, Mr. Cook. There was not...
I can't hear you.
I know you can't hear me only when you want to. It's selective.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, it's selective hearing is what it is, Mr. Cook.
Go out and take a look at it.
Take a look at what? The glasses?
Because it's true.
Because what is true?
That you have glasses like Jack Kent Cook.
Well, but he's not responding. What now? What are you saying there? Why are you walking? Don't walk away from me.
I'm liable to lose you.
You're losing me. You've lost me for the entire conversation.
Fire me.
You know I can't do that, Mr. Cook.
I'm scared stiff.
What was that, Mr. Cook?
I don't know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I've enjoyed it.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, piss off.
All right, now.
Yes.
Here's a problem. I went to Costco today. That's not the problem.
It's a good day to do it. Good day to go in the morning, right? Not many people there.
Jan and I headed over there to get some supplies, mm-hmm. some stuff. And I was shocked, horrified, all of the except, all everything.
Right.
Listen, it is only August 20, what is it, the 21st, 22nd today?
22nd, 22.
Okay. I could tolerate maybe Halloween stuff being out.
No.
I dig the back-to-school stuff being out. In the Costco today, they had a gigantic section of Christmas wrapping paper, of the big giant Christmas bows and ribbons.
They'll sell it, too.
They also had the beginning of the giant toy aisle, which is done totally with Christmas decorations.
Yes.
And I walked in and I just about crapped my pants, which seems to be a recurring theme on the show, but I
don't
care.
Them.
I just stood there and I didn't even want a sample of the free food. I stood there and Janet said, "What is wrong?" And I said, "This, darling, is what's wrong."
Mm-hmm. August.
This.
You're right.
August.
It's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Ludicrous, Pepsi.
Ludicrous. But you know what? It is the way of retail. It's not just Costco. I'm sure you'll see it everywhere else.
Yeah. Do the math, though. August, September, October, November, December. 4 goddamn months. And I say that knowing that we celebrate his son's birth on that day. 4 goddamn months. And it's not like they just have a box sitting out.
Right.
And it's not like you have to go to the back of the store
sure.
to find. It's like when you get halfway through the store, it says, "Hey, ass, guess what? Start thinking about it right now." And here's the thing. As you're going through the store, like a magnet, because Janet is one of these people that gets into Christmas.
Yeah.
She loves the decorating.
Right.
I love that about her. She loves the holiday so much. And as we went up and down the aisles, it would be within glance. And she would say, "You know, I really should just go over and just see how much the wrapping paper is."
Right.
"It's probably really cheap."
Yeah, probably.
And I said, "You know, knock yourself out." And
was it cheap, just out of curiosity? Was it super deluxe, you know, 10 months before Christmas, cheap?
She claimed it was. Okay. She claimed that we were saving an incredible amount of money, and I felt like, I mean, listen, I am the world's biggest hypocrite. I'll tell you that up front on just about everything. But really, deep inside my soul, with the anger that I was feeling, that this is being rammed down our throats now, to be standing there, you know, behind the people with their 8-pound bags of gummy bears, and the guy that's got 8,000 pairs of underpants and the big Hanes one size fits. I mean, you know, all the people with the crap that they got.
I love that one size fits all underwear. I really do.
But really, there was a guy that
giant leg holes.
He had the guy in front of us didn't have the shopping cart. He had like one of those Home Depot things.
Yeah, the little platform, the little
flatbed sort of.
A six-wheeler. Very good, Rob. That's what it is.
And he had all of his goddamn supplies, his peanuts and his Chef Boyardee and underpants. And
do you agree that people cannot possibly look dumber than when they're in a warehouse store like Costco?
No.
Where everyone's just kind of doing that same.
Mouth
really, it's like the Night of the Living Dead. They're actually wandering around like zombies. Because no one, you walk into Costco, you might have a mission. You might have some things you need. But really, when you get into that first quadrant, that first electronic section of Costco, everybody really doesn't have much of a plan. No matter who you are, you still kind of look. I see occasionally a focused person at Costco, but wouldn't you say 80-90% of the people that are in there are just doing the me?
Now, most people go in with a thought
they're going to get something.
They're going to get something, and they end up buying everything except what they needed,
right?
Which is why we have to stop this madness now. Seriously, folks, it's not even Labor Day yet. God damn it. It's not Christmas time. It's not.
I have not seen any other stores with it, and I'm sure they're out there, but I think you may have really stumbled onto
the first.
Because it does sound awfully early. Even for the early birds, it sounds early, right? You know, I'm mad. Really? I was mad a couple of weeks ago when I think it was Macy's had their fall merchandise out already. I mean, and that's kind of standard retail right now.
Yeah. Price Club has to hurry up and sell all their Christmas stuff because by the time Thanksgiving comes, they've got to put out beach chairs.
For spring.
Exactly. Right.
But that's really how it works in retail. Yeah. They have to plan for it.
It's effed up. I remember when it used to be you'd have a conniption fit. When I say that, I mean all of us, generally speaking. If you saw the ad on TV, like in September, where it was all of your favorite Christmas songs on two CDs,
right. Mm-hmm.
I remember us coming on screaming about that, going, oh, it's too early for that. But now, they're
bombarding
you.
Radio's done it, too.
But they're bombarding you when you walk into the store.
Right.
You know, why not just bend me over? Bend me over and do me with a Christmas tree.
You know, I'm sure if you found some Costco accountant at the...
And you know why that is.
I like rape.
I do.
You have changed.
If you found some Costco accountant at the top of the food chain, he'd probably give you a very, very specific bottom-line money-making strategy for why they put that stuff out there.
I believe I know the reason, Mike. You don't have to explain business to me.
They would not be on the floor unless they were going to sell.
Do you know where I had lunch today?
Where did you have lunch?
Same as every day. Bagel City.
Bagel City.
It's where the movers and the shakers go.
Wonderful food.
We were discussing.
A slight wait for your food products, but worth every minute of it.
We were discussing the Christmas decorations.
Yes,
and I said, where's the Hanukkah decorations?
Were there any Hanukkah decorations?
There were no Hanukkah at the Costco.
One word, unacceptable. And if they can put the Hanukkah stuff up soon, it'll be
Hanukkah.
It'll be perfect.
I was looking over this business plan. And
Kwanzaa. I'm all for Kwanzaa.
Right. Apparently Christmas falls on the 25th this year. So let's get these decorations on the floor.
Immediately, please.
It's all been validated because Ann Curry interviewed Santa Claus today on the Today Show.
No.
Thank you.
He had to say. He just went. He had that knowledge. He wanted to do.
He lives in his own world.
He had that knowledge. That was not. He came to the microphone and joined us with the Hanukkah discussion. But his primary purpose was because inside of that melon, of that yellow watermelon that he has inside, and not the he doesn't have the red watermelon inside. He's got the yellow watermelon, which I've sampled recently, is delicious.
If it doesn't get out of my head, it rots and infests.
Exactly. You needed to spew that out.
And this is him with no pressure. His wife and his kids are out of town.
Yeah. He purged himself just then. He purged that. There was no reason outside of him wanting to share that with us that Ann Curry interviewed effing Santa Claus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It was great.
I'm sure. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, what's up? What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to tell Mike that I was going to give him his parking spot back in front of his house. I'm going to be leaving next week for good.
Are you the guys putting in the the underground Fios stuff?
Yeah.
Are you those guys?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Give you a road back.
I swear to God, I've never seen a construction crew. I mean, you've taken the whole town hostage. You've been not only tearing up everything, but your trucks are everywhere. When are you leaving?
Friday.
Oh, good riddance. Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, the greatest thing on that block.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather have you not give
it. A fine young lady that a black guy walks down the street every morning, and I talked to her a couple of times, and she is a fine young lady.
You mean with the black dog, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said black guy.
With a black guy.
Tell her a garage. And quit making her park in that old burnout garage you got there at your house.
All right. Maybe he's okay. She's a keeper. Thank you, sir.
Is he talking about your girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah, I guess
you have a black dog that she walks
in the morning? Beluga. Beluga's a black pug. Black pug. Well, get your car. Move it down. Move it. Park in front of the other guy's house.
Move along.
Okay.
Sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Move along.
They're putting
I interpreted that as Carla's getting it on with some black guy.
Like the first time she said that.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Not that there would be anything wrong with that. I have a completely open mind.
Would that be your worst nightmare, though? Take color out of it.
Yes.
You go home, and it's Bob Mailman wearing his zip-up suit.
Purple onesie?
Yeah.
How would the circumstances be? Would I walk in on them, or would I walk in afterwards? Would I surprise them, or would I walk into total disinterest where they wouldn't care? What would the circumstances be? And then I'll tell you how I would react, and I'll give you my honest answer.
He would have his jet ski outfit on, his big Dr. Seuss hat.
Right. And he'd be sitting there like at the kitchen sink, like washing fruit or something like that.
and Carla would just be starting.
Carla will start. You mean they'd be starting their lovemaking?
Starting to nibble at him.
Oh, my God.
And then what if you walked in on that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what that circumstance would be, because if there was denial, you know, oh, hi, look who came over. And I said, I'd say,
this is Robert the Mailman.
And I'd say, why are you in your robe? What is that all about? And then he'd turn around and he'd probably say, hey, be cool, Mike. No need to get upset. And then I'd fall to the kitchen floor, uh-huh, and I'd begin sobbing uncontrollably. Uh-huh. I would take my own life. I would not try to take anything out on them. I would let them be together. I would take my own life.
You, would you do it in front of them, though?
If I could acquire within a short period of time a samurai sword. That's the way I would do it. I would do it in the traditional Harry Carey method. But this guy was talking about, they've been tearing my neighborhood up for, my God, it's been about a month. They're putting in, I guess, is it Fios? Is that the thing? It's these big yeller
Verizon
tubes that they have,
right.
And they're doing them underground, and their trucks and everything everywhere. But now I'm a little bit more concerned.
Lock your doors, Mike.
Most definitely.
My advice to you.
Amen.
Okay, you ready to take me on one-on-one? We have a new game today.
I am ready.
It is Rob Spiewak's Funny Farm.
It's like Merv Griffin's crosswords.
Exactly. Rob Spiewak's Funny Farm.
Rob Spiewak, and it's handwritten Rob Spiewak. Exactly. Rob Spiewak, and then it's capital letters with print, mm-hmm, Funny Farm.
And here's the other thing that's wacky. Farm is spelled P-H-A-R-M.
Oh, wow. Goody. Oh, that's my kind of farm.
Funny Farm.
There's the funny. There's the funny.
Right, Rob Spiewak's Funny Farm.
Ann Curry interviewed Santa Claus today.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.